Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Show is, of course, the city's biggest Independence Day event. It's returning to the Hudson River this year for the first time in over a decade. Communities on the Jersey side of the Hudson are preparing for huge crowds. That includes Edgewater, where we find 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck joining us now with a live report. Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, they are very excited in places like Weehawken and Hoboken and North Bergen, and you mentioned Edgewater as well. Eli is from North Bergen. He's going to be with some friends, he tells me.
So are you excited about having, it's going to be right at your front door here.
Absolutely. I just have to walk just to the corner and I'm going to be able to see the view. I'm so excited. We haven't had this in such a quite a while, and I'm looking forward for it.
Making a party out of it a little bit? You coming by yourself or friends?
No, a whole bunch of friends are coming over, and we're just going to walk down the block because I live right a block away.
Now, an important note here, many of the roads here, including River Road, are going to be shut down by early Thursday afternoon. Here's Edgewater's Mayor Mike McPartland.
We're going to have a lot of people, but we're prepared. Our EMS and our cops, so we're all prepared. Just south of town, as you know, they're going to close River Road. So that's going to be challenging, to say the least. So if you are going to come down and see the fireworks, head early. They're going to close River Road. But listen, everybody come on down and enjoy.
I think everyone has come down. Restaurants and hotels here are packed. They're getting big business. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Edgewater.
And, of course, don't forget to lock it in to 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, the exclusive home of the music soundtrack for the Macy's 4th of July fireworks, the show starting tomorrow night at 9. Well, from bad weather to labor shortages to door panels blowing off mid-flight, the major airlines seem to have had a lot of challenges lately. Now you can add spoiled food to the list. A Delta flight out of Detroit was diverted to JFK overnight after passengers were served food that had gone bad. Emergency responders treated 12 people who'd been served the rotten meals. There were 277 passengers on board Delta Flight 136 to Amsterdam. It's not clear how many of them were served the spoiled food. Delta has apologized and says they are investigating. A lawsuit over airplane noise has been announced by political leaders on Long Island. They're fed up with low-flying air traffic into JFK and LaGuardia, and they want the FAA to do something about it.
If you try and have a peaceful time outside in your backyard or in the swimming pool in the towns of Hempstead and North Hempstead, that silence won't last for long. Town of Hempstead Supervisor John Clavin says airplane after airplane fly overhead, and they are filing a lawsuit against the FAA for the planes to fly different flight paths.
The residents are not only hearing air pollution, but they're getting significant toxins in their system, which, you know what, is the subject of an extremely detailed environmental review that we'll think will substantiate our calls for these flight routes to be changed.
Clavin says changes should have been made years ago. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Now, also joining into that suit, along with the towns of Hempstead and North Hempstead, the villages of East Hills and Upper Brookville, a statement from the FAA says they continuously work with communities and experts to reduce exposure to aviation noise, and that the best course of action is for communities to directly contact their local airport operators. They and the FAA can then work together to see if changes in air traffic procedures are possible and can help, they say. A police report an arrest in a violent attack that turned fatal early Tuesday on a street in Harlem. According to investigators, 39-year-old Sabrina Charles was doing drugs with the victim on Hancock Place near West 124th Street. Officers who answered a 911 call about a dispute found the man had been badly beaten with a table leg. EMS rushed him to the hospital, but he did not make it. The suspect now faces a charge of murder. She's also accused of stealing belongings from the victim. No word yet on the man's name. Police say he wasn't carrying any identification. Well, the official weigh-in for the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest getting underway this hour at Hudson Yards. The event itself taking place tomorrow in the usual Coney Island location, where contestants attempt to eat as many dogs and buns as they can in 10 minutes. The women's competition starting in the morning, 10:45. The men do their thing at high noon. 2023 champion Mickey Sudo will be looking to hold on to her title, but you will not be seeing 15-time men's winner Joey Chestnut this year. That's because he's been banned from competing after signing a marketing agreement with vegan purveyor Impossible Foods. An incident in Morris Heights, the Bronx, leads to the death of someone who had nothing to do with it.
The police investigation ongoing all night here on West Tremont, a road rage incident that led to the death of an innocent bystander who had nothing to do with the accident. Now, police tell me this all began with a pretty minor fender bender, the two cars involved here. But then one of the drivers, a woman, got out and called her boyfriend to show up, and he did minutes later. He began punching people on the sidewalk who had nothing to do with the accident, including 29-year-old Ronald Gomez Mesa. At one point, the boyfriend pulling out a knife and stabbing Gomez Mesa in the chest, killing him. Knife recovered on the ground here right in front of a daycare center. Now, as for the suspect who did the stabbing, last seen running away on West Burnside Avenue. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Morris Heights, the Bronx.
Well, shortly after midnight this morning, officers in Clark in New Jersey responding to a report of shots fired. They found a person barricaded with a weapon, they say. The Union County Special Weapons and Tactics Unit was called in, and a short time after that, county SWAT officers were able to enter the home and place 79-year-old Kenneth Kutila under arrest. The investigation is ongoing. Charges are now pending. The alleged suspect was placed under arrest with pending charges. Now, there is an ongoing active investigation at this time, they tell us. Well, a new potential source of information on suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer, Rex Huerman.
Hundreds of current or former female inmates at the Suffolk County Jail were interviewed, and the Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon says 15 sex workers have credible evidence that they had an encounter with the suspected serial killer, Rex Huerman.
I think using the corrections intelligence gives a broader perspective of the type of individuals that he may have reached out to. You know, we have many women that were sex workers or prostitutes inside of our facility, and so we can better glean, because sometimes the police department may not have access to these individuals.
Task force investigators will determine if any of the information is useful in prosecuting Huerman. The 60-year-old has pleaded not guilty to killing six women. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.